Hello, friends. Welcome to Islington Listens, wisdom from a community of faith that doesn't think the same, vote the same, or love the same, but we are trying our best to follow in the way of Jesus with compassion and hope.
Reading from the Message translation in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, verses 11 to 32. Hear anew Jesus' parable of the prodigal son, the lost son. Then he said, "There was once a man who had two sons. The younger said to his father, 'Father, I want right now what's coming to me.' So the father divided the property between them. It wasn't long before the younger son packed his bags and left for a distant country. There, undisciplined and dissipated, he wasted everything he had. After he had gone through all his money, there was a bad famine all through that country, and he began to feel it. He signed on with a citizen there who assigned him to his fields to slop the pigs. He was so hungry, he would have eaten the corn cobs in the pig slop, but no one would give him any. That brought him to his senses. He said, 'All those farmhands working for my father sit down to three meals a day, and here I am starving to death. I'm going back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I have sinned against God. I have sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son. Take me on as a hired hand.' He got right up and went home to his father. When he was still a long way off, his father saw him. His heart pounding, he ran out, embraced him, and kissed him. The son started his speech, 'Father, I have sinned against God. I have sinned before you. I don't deserve to be called your son ever again.' But the father wasn't listening. He was calling to the servants, 'Quick, bring a clean set of clothes and dress him. Put the family ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. Then get a prize-winning heifer and roast it. We're going to feast. We're going to have a wonderful time. My son is here, given up for dead and now alive, given up for lost and now found.' And they began to have a wonderful time. All this time, his older son was out in the field. When the day's work was done, he came in. As he approached the house, he heard music and dancing. Calling over one of the houseboys, he asked what was going on. He told him, 'Your brother came home. Your father has ordered a feast, barbecued beef, because he has him home safe and sound.' The older brother stomped off in an angry sulk and refused to join in. His father came out and tried to talk to him, but he wouldn't listen. The son said, 'Look how many years I have stayed here serving you, never giving you one moment of grief. But have you ever thrown a party for me and my friends? Then this son of yours, who has thrown everything away, your money away, he shows up and you go all out with a feast.' His father said, 'Son, you don't understand. You're with me all the time, and everything that is mine is yours. But this is a wonderful time, and we had to celebrate. This brother of yours was dead, and he is alive. He was lost, and he is found.'" Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
Please pray with me. God, find us today as we hear three parables from the 15th chapter in the Gospel of Luke. God, find us in the midst of our own lives as we're seeking to know you more. Find us in the wisdom of Reverend Emmy Kegler and the ways her words will open us to deeper connections. And always, between the words that are said and the words that are heard, may your word of life be known. Amen. So I wonder if you've heard of the lost chapter in the Bible. It's Luke 15, if you need to refer to it in the future. The lost chapter of the Bible is the one with the story of a good shepherd who leaves 99 sheep behind and goes out looking for the one sheep who is lost. The one who would lay down his life for the sheep. The one who would look anywhere so that they would be found. The lost chapter of the Bible is the one with the story of the woman who sweeps her entire house looking for one coin that is lost. I invite you to hold on to that coin that you received when you arrived this morning, wondering where it has journeyed, wondering what country it has crossed currency back and forth from, wondering who might be missing it or needing it. I invite you to hold on to it as you hear words from this lost chapter. Imagine a woman who has 10 coins and loses one. Won't she light a lamp and scour the house, looking in every nook and cranny until she finds it? And when she finds it, you can be sure she'll call her friends and her neighbors. Celebrate with me. I found my lost coin. Count on it. For that's the kind of party that God's angels will throw every time one who is lost turns to God. The one with the lost son is in this chapter too. That lost son who wanders from home, the son who stays home and stews in his resentment, who's also lost, and a father who's lost, struggling to reunite his broken family. I wonder if you've ever felt like the lost sheep, or the lost coin, or the lost kid. As someone who regularly loses things, I feel deeply connected today to the search for a thing that is of value to someone, is worth looking for. Maybe not to others, but definitely to the one who gave it value. So let's stay with this lost coin a little bit longer, because it is a man-made symbol. It's given worth and value by us. It just doesn't have it naturally. It's part of a decorative collection, this coin. Or maybe it was simply the money she needed that day to buy bread. In this story, we're that lost coin, precious and yet hidden, rolled under a cabinet or hidden in an unswept bit of dust. The funny thing about coins is that they can't get lost by themselves. They can't roll away on their own. Coins get lost because their owners aren't careful. Whoever was in charge lost track of them or was wasteful with them or merely didn't notice when their coin slipped out of their pocket onto their bench. Coins get lost because they lose their shine, because dirt and rust cling to them, and without careful attention, they can turn the color of indistinguishable from dust and mess, or the cushions on a couch or a chair. Some of you may know the story of the golden Buddha, a solid gold statue hidden under layers of mud, meant to protect a monastery's treasure from the marauding armies. Sometimes I think of a lost coin the same way, a shiny quarter so covered in grit, years of grit, that it falls easily to the floor of a car or the sand of a sidewalk, dropped and forgotten. Luke 15, the lost chapter, calls to our hearts and minds those who seem lost. Perfect timing. Good job, Clive. Well, as an aside, the thing about lost and found is that it's not for us to judge who is lost or what is lost. It's for the one who's seeking it that can give it the value. Anyway, I want you to turn to the lost that's right around us. This chapter calls to our hearts and minds those who seem lost, not just in our city who are caught in traffic patterns of construction or rush hour, and not just those who feel lost at the start of a school year because their friends are in another class or they enrolled in a program that doesn't just seem right. Those who are lost in the daily grind of work or who have lost a job. Those who are lost in the midst of appointments and navigating medical diagnoses and systems of care. Lost in a mountain of expectations, be that parenting or caregiving or just living. Lost, as a friend experiencing grief described today, it feels like I'm unmoored. Those who have lost memory. Those who are lost in the sea of fake news and social media images. Those who have lost their way to addiction. Lost in spirals of complaining, criticizing, and comparing. Lost in aloneness or in community. Or even deeper, perhaps we are lost in dusty coins who've gone unnoticed, rusted from others' indifference, misspent, misused, or our friends or people in our lives did not see us and neglected us. Lost and in need of these stories of the people of God for reminders that we can always be found. For God, in each of these stories, is finding us. God, in big and little ways, has picked up a woman's broom and swept every corner of creation. God, in big and little ways, has tucked up her skirts and flattened herself on the floor and dug through the dust bunnies and checked every dress pocket. If you are the finder in your home, then you know what that might feel like. She has found us. Dustier and rustier and without any luster, and held us up to the light. And God has said, no matter how you rolled away or what corner you were dropped in, you are mine. And I am so sorry you had to go. And I'm eternally glad that you are back again. These stories are for all of us. Stories of how God's love found us. In fact, in the words of children's author Daniel Handler, who you might know as Lemony Snicket, all cannot be lost when there is still so much to be found. We are found by a divine love that is invitational, merciful, and healing. A love that comes close and is expansive, is unconditional, and yet has expectations. And we, as a community of faith, are beginning to believe that we are beloved. We're claiming the story in a way that helps others know that they can be found too. And we are reminded in each of these three stories that there is a call to action, to love and seek others. And we're reminded that if we say that God's love is for everyone, that we pay attention to the ways that we live into that with integrity. God has taken up a broom and cleared each corner, untucked and retucked each sheet and quilt, and turned over every picture over picture to see where we have landed. And God's also sat on that farmhouse porch, eyes always on the horizon, wondering and waiting with a seat at the table, empty for the one to return home. We have been and are and will be found in a myriad of ways. But always, always, love is seeking us. And the invitation today is, will we dare to be found? And when we aren't so brave, artists and musicians, well, they write songs for us that allow us to be brave. And there are so many songs about God as a woman being a mother that our friend, Jason's friend, Anna Lee, she wrote a song for us to remind us how important this little story in the midst of chapter 15 of Luke can call all of us to know who we are. Thanks for listening, friends. For other ways to connect, go to islingtonunited.org. May God's wisdom and love keep finding you.